In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. We have in the Gospel today, in the first reading, stories of those who rose from the dead just like yesterday. Today, the Gospel of the raising of Lazarus from the dead, a dramatic scene, very dramatic, and which caused many, many conversions of the Jews, and which caused the Pharisees to want to kill Lazarus as well. But Jesus goes there. It's dramatic in the miracle that he operated, but also very touching because our Lord loved Lazarus, Martha, and Mary very much, and he wept at their great sorrow. And they had a double sorrow that they lost Lazarus, and they also, Jesus didn't come to heal Lazarus. They didn't know that he had something greater in mind. But Jesus, in his conversation with Martha, he says that Lazarus will rise. And she said that, yes, I know he will rise at the resurrection from the dead. And Jesus clarifies, says this is not just an event of the resurrection, but I am the resurrection. I am the resurrection and the life. Anyone who believes in me will never die. It's very similar to what Jesus said about the Eucharist. Anyone who receives my body and blood will never die. And so this is, you know, one of the messages we can take from this gospel, that Jesus is the resurrection and the life, and that's he is our focus. We are centered on him. We are wanting to grab a hold of him, to hold tightly to him, to walk with him, to have him, never to lose him, to make him the center of our life, because if we lose him, we lose life. We lose our resurrection. We lose our life. We lose our life, our happiness. We lose everything if we lose Jesus. And this is our whole life. Our whole life is to grab hold of Jesus and never let him go, to carry him and take him to the finish line, to take him like a football, we can say, and run with him and hold on to him for dear life all the way to the end, to the finish, and never lose him, but to love him, to grow deeper and deeper in love for him, and to believe in him more and more strongly with a stronger and stronger faith, and to exercise that faith in the sacraments, which unite us to him, baptism and the Holy Eucharist and confession, which deepens our union with him. So we're walking with him, we are running with him to the end, but we're also promoting him and defending him and speaking of him and spreading him so that others can have him as well and find the resurrection and the life. And so, you know, Our Lady is the glue to Jesus as well, so we want to be united to her in our consecration so that we have Jesus and we hold on to him and we don't lose him, we don't fumble, we don't fall, we don't lose him for the sight of the crowd and for the sight of the world, but hold on to him and never be embarrassed of him, never betray him, never lose him in those ways for the sake of the world, but to hold on to this precious treasure that we have, and again to deepen and deepen our love for our Lord, so that we always have that life and have it to the full and have it to the end, and spread it to our neighbor.